Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. It's time for our second day of the Fear of Flying, and we hope by now that you're not afraid anymore, so stay tuned. And our panelists on this Fear of Flying for our advanced class today,
Bill
and Lois
and Doris. So here we are. We're not afraid of flying, but we know many people are. About how many people in the United States are afraid of flying?
Well, we learned yesterday, Doris, 26 million Americans get the jitters at the thought of taking to the air.
I was wondering in that number how many had never even once taken to the air. That's what I was wondering in that number. It would be interesting to know.
Well, a lot of the people, you know, like to drive their cars. That's true. But if you're going to go overseas and cross the ocean, you better get used to it, because I think a ship takes a long time.
Oh, it sure does. You're on there for a whole week, I think, on one of the ships
that
sails from England. Yeah, that's a really long time, two weeks.
Going to Asia.
Yeah, going to Asia. Yeah.
Even flying in America is unreasonable. If you need to go from the East Coast to the West Coast, you know, you're talking about a ridiculous amount of time for driving, so you have to fly.
Right. So let's manage the fear. That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, people who have these phobias, and by the way, what is a phobia, actually?
Well, a phobia really, Doris, it controls you because it is such a huge fear, an extreme fear, that it actually rules you. You are in bondage because of your phobia.
So a phobia is a fear of something,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and an extreme fear. And we talked about claustrophobia yesterday, C-L-A-U-S-T-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A, claustrophobia. That would be the fear of, you know, being confined in small spaces. And one of the things we learned yesterday.
And there's fear of heights. I don't really like to go up in really high buildings and stand and look out the window. But when you're on an airplane, it seems different because it's a different proportion. You're in an enclosed cabin and you look out the window, and it's not the same. I don't feel afraid looking out from an airplane window.
No, I don't. But I guess some people really do, Doris, and they don't even get on an airplane. That's how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out today how that could be managed a little bit. Maybe your phobia isn't too bad, and you can get over it. I think there's hope, Bill.
Well, there is hope. There are ways of dealing with this. Most people, if they have a fear of flying, what they do is they just simply avoid it. And they can get by. They can go through life avoiding this. However, some people don't have much choice in that. They have to deal with it.
I know a businessman right now, this is limiting his career because he has such a fear of flying that his career is stagnant because of it.
Well, send him a copy of the magazine this month.
Yeah,
I think so. Program,
right?
And in fact, what Lois mentions is that is he's done climbing in that company, I'll tell you right now. After being in the corporate world, once the word gets around, Joe Smith doesn't like to fly, he's done. He's reached his maximum level.
So I hope Joe Smith is listening today as we start on page 29.
Okay.
We're going to find out more about managing the fear. So let's begin by reading this section, Managing the Fear, on page 29.
Managing the Fear. Some fearful road warriors have strategies of their own. Gosch says that flying has always made him a little nervous, a discomfort that only intensified after the attacks of September 11, 2001. He focuses on what's within his control, getting to the airport early so he doesn't feel rushed, keeping his iPad and phone fully charged so he can stay entertained during the flight, and picking a nice hotel that he can look forward to visiting when he lands. Some may call my steps just normal things an experienced business traveler does, he says. For me, it is more than that. It just ensures that while the flying might be stressful or fear-inducing, I am not allowing other things to pile on and make things worse.
Well, when we start the article today, they're talking about people who are afraid, and they say road warriors. I always think about road warriors as people who are traveling salesmen that drive cars.
Right. In our vocabulary focus, it says someone who travels a lot, especially for business. For some reason, I also think of a road warrior as somebody who gets on a big, huge motorcycle and gets going across the country.
And what about driving a big truck or something?
Oh, yeah. Big truck, big transport. You're right,
yes.
Doris.
But a road warrior can also mean people who have to travel now in the air, can't it, Bill?
Yeah, it can be an air traveler, and that's really what we're focusing on in this article as far as road warrior. Yesterday we had the word trekkers.
Mm-hmm.
This is synonymous with our word yesterday, trekkers. So anybody that drives or flies a lot.
And so this man, Gulch, they have funny names. Sounds like a German name to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think Gulch, I think that's a Dutch name,
oh,
Doris.
Dutch name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he says that flying has always made him a little bit nervous and a little discomfort that got even worse. What word here says it got worse?
It intensified.
Right, intensified.
Yeah. Wow. We met Ron Gulch yesterday, an electrical engineer that has to travel a lot for his job. He had a fear of flying, but then it got worse after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001.
Bill, I would think you'd be afraid of working in a high building instead of being in flying, because it wasn't so much being on the plane. It was those people in the building.
Exactly.
So,
that's a good point, Doris.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you could be fear of anything if you want to. Fear of just going outside the door.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think what that ties into, again, because of so much media attention and people being out of control and mixing in the threat of terrorism, that's why people don't like getting on planes. They feel like I'm trapped in here for the next 3, 4, 5 hours.
Well, and besides that, there's a lot of scary movies about planes blowing up and the pilot out of control. And, you know, when you see all that stuff, it's enough to make people afraid if they weren't in the first place. This is what happens is sometimes when they overdo things in Hollywood, it makes it even worse.
Exactly. And in many ways, Doris, just speaking from experience here, if they went and spoke to my husband, who's a commercial pilot, a captain, he would tell them, we hardly have any crashes. Right. Hardly anyone dies on an airplane.
Right.
Yeah. And again, it needs to be balanced with things. Like I said, the media, we always know about any problem on an airplane, but we don't know about how many hundreds or thousands of drunk drivers are driving around out on the street every day. So we have to keep a balance on things.
Well, that's right. So what this man does, he tries to focus on something, and he tries to see what he can control. He can't control the plane. So what kinds of things can he start with?
Okay, he can start with not being rushed, being comfortable that he's going to take a flight. So part of that, Doris, is not being rushed, not having a rushed day. He also, good point, and my husband tells me the same thing, have your iPad charged and your phone charged.
Just so you can keep yourself entertained. Take your mind off of it. Find something to take your mind off of your fear.
Now, be sure to put them on airplane mode, though. Once you step on that airplane, you have to do the little switch.
I know, but the point is, whatever it is, just take your mind off of it. Think of some song or read a book or something. Just take your mind off of it.
Yeah, that's great. It is. You can use your phone or your iPad to do that. You know, just watching the bar on your power thing go down becomes stressful. So that's
right,
why it's
for me.
Important.
Where can I plug in and get this thing recharged?
Yeah, all of a sudden you're down to 25%. You're like, oh, no, what am I going to do?
I was going to run out before I get to
Yeah.
You know, for me, I just get the whole thing like you, Doris. I get bored. So that's why I actually carry a true book or a true magazine with me, because some things, like Bill's saying here, all of a sudden we have a delay, that power line's going down, down, down. At least I have something else still to occupy me.
Well, and you can buy one at the airport and they give them to you on the plane. I mean, there's always something around you can
and
do.
And take our magazine with you.
Take
That'll
a friend and
you.
Play games on the plane. I've done that too, you know. Yeah.
I like that. Take advanced on
the airplane.
Take advanced
on the airplane.
That's a great
idea. That's right,
yeah.
But anyway, yeah. also looking forward to what's going to happen. So this is a short time on the plane, but when I get there, I'm going to meet these friends. I'm going to have a nice hotel. I'm going to go out for have a big meal. Think about what's going to happen at the other end. That might help.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here, picking a nice hotel to look forward to. This is part of making good plans for your trip to reduce the anxiety. Make sure you have your transportation arranged at the airport you will be arriving at. Don't plan on taking care of it when you get there. The other thing is, pick a good hotel. Don't just go low price for your first night in the city. Pick a nice hotel.
Bill, sometimes we just can't afford it. They're going up in price, so. But, you know, think about friends you're going to meet,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, or go to the places that are used to be really expensive and their economy's bad, so you can get a nice hotel now.
Okay. But anyway, those are just normal things that experienced travelers do. Regular rules. Word warriors do that, don't they? That's what they do. And for him, what does he say about that?
Well, as far as these are just normal things an experienced business traveler does. And then Ron Gulch continues, for me, it is more than that. And it ensures a couple things for him.
It does.
N word ensures here. Ensures, E-N.
E-N, yeah. It ensures it. It basically says, Doris, it just makes sure this is going to happen for me. So he says to have things that are going to happen for sure to get rid of this stress in his life or the fear-inducing problems he has. He has things organized at the other end, like Bill says, and also I am not allowing other things to pile on and make things worse. So he's really taking care of himself while he travels on the plane and as he steps off the plane.
But to pile on just means to add on to add to making it bigger, all the obstacles he has to face.
Because then he gets overwhelmed, right?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if my reservation is, I wonder if somebody's going to meet me and all that. Get all that stuff taken care of.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, you need good plans heading into this. These are great points, and having the hotel picked up, your transportation picked up, so plan. So Lois said overwhelmed. If you got one bad thing going and then something else happens, you can lose control.
So I would say what this sums up is to take control of the things that you can and the things you can't. Don't worry about them. Manage the things you can and let somebody else manage the others and you'll be okay. Simple.
Right.
Right?
Simple solution.
But you also need to keep kind of a perspective. What is a perspective really?
Well, perspective is your viewpoint on reality and the way things are going, and it gives you a different angle on things.
Okay, so let's find out what it says about keeping your perspective as we read the next part of our article on page 29.
Keeping perspective, McCain has looked up books on the fear and once even took a flight lesson. I thought if I understood flying more, it would help me, and I wouldn't be as fearful, he says. It didn't work. McCain has chosen a 4-hour bus ride from Singapore to Kuala Lumpur rather than fly 40 minutes through thunderstorms. But often, there is no getting around traveling at 30,000 feet. He's tried beta blockers and even a sleeping pill to calm his nerves. Still, it's his normal ritual that works best. Deep breathing and a simple prayer uttered at the start of each flight. Keeping things in perspective also helps. I think about all the things my dad did for a living, says McCain, whose international travels, sometimes in first class, contrast sharply with the life of his father, who worked in a factory and as a truck driver. When the fear comes, he says, I think if this is the worst I have to deal with, I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Well, I would say that McCain here has certainly done what he could. What are some of the things he did? He looked up a book on fear. What else did he do?
Well, he made sure that he didn't have any caffeine.
Well, he even took a flight lesson. Can you imagine?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of going a long ways, isn't it?
That was extreme.
yeah.
But I'll give this guy credit for doing it.
Trying.
Now, just to re, uh,
to mention again, Scott McCain, he was the speaker that we met yesterday at the beginning of our reading, so we bring him back into the article here.
Right. Hmm. And he says, well, you know, I thought that would help. He's tried different things. And then what else did he do down there in line 26?
In line 26, it says McCain has chosen a four-hour bus ride from Singapore to Kuala Lumpur rather than fly 40 minutes through thunderstorms.
Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine that. I have been on bus rides in Cambodia, and all I could do, Doris, was go, how come the flights weren't available? It was terrible.
40 minutes on the plane.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take the other viewpoint on this. I would do the same thing, not because of fear of flying, but here's why. I have a certain threshold. I have like a limit as far as when I compare things, as far as drive time and the flight. And I look at, okay, it's not just 40 minutes that's involved, right?
I know that.
You're looking here, actually, I'm looking at a three-hour experience.
Sure.
From the time, if I have to go like from one hotel, I look at it from door to door. By the time I leave a hotel in Singapore to the time I get to a hotel in Kuala Lumpur, it's going to be 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
Because of getting in, checking in, security, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's true. That's another angle.
I'm looking at this. I'm saying
that's not fear.
Time-wise, I look at the time equation.
But that's not fearful thing. See, that's just the time thing. Because nowadays, for instance, even going in Taiwan, if you go from Taipei to Kaohsiung, you can drive in 4 hours or 5 hours, but you can go down there on the fast train in 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But if you're going to go on the airplane, then you've got to be out there way ahead of time, line up, go through security, get off, and get to the airport, into town. It's going to take you longer than the 90 minutes on the train. So if you look at it from the time viewpoint, that's one perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at it from the fear perspective.
Right.
So from the fear perspective, I don't think it's anything to worry about. From the time, it's something else.
Yeah.
And you also have got to see, I realize his fear thing, but I was thinking, sir, what kind of roads are you going on? Those could make a lot of people fearful.
Right.
Or, you know, can you trust your bus driver? How well has he been trained? You
well,
know,
I don't,
there's many factors that come in.
I don't like flying through thunderstorms and all, but, you know, they're pretty clear. When there's typhoons and things, they ground the plane. So they try to keep them pretty safe, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Well, there's a lot of factors. One, we're talking about fear. Time is another thing, cost equation. But we're talking about eliminating fear from this equation.
Yeah.
I do want to mention one thing up there in line 25, Doris, that we talked about this Scott McCain taking a flight lesson. I just love that three-word sentence in line 25. It didn't work.
Well, I wouldn't want him to be my pilot when he's that much afraid either. I'm afraid I wouldn't want to ride on his plane. But it says here, though, in the bottom here, line 29, that there's no getting around this. There's no way of trying to say that when you go up there, you know, that you're going to calm your nerves. He just has to face it. You can't avoid it. Getting around it means to avoid it. There's no way to avoid it.
There's no way to avoid it.
Yeah. There's no getting around. There's no way avoiding 30,000 feet when you have to travel overseas like you do, Doris, or Scott McCain does, or Lois has to do. You're not going to drive from Taipei to Vancouver.
No.
So there's no getting around, no avoiding this 30,000 feet thing.
That's true. So,
and if you're going to go on a boat, you better really like those people on the boat with you because you're going to be with them for quite some time.
I'm telling you, I've been on a ship crossing the ocean, and those waves, it can get pretty high and even go in the portholes and get in your cabin. You go up and down, and you get pretty seasick. You can't stand straight. I'll take a plane anytime. That's a long ways across that ocean.
It took you 2 months when you came from?
Well, about 6 weeks because I had to stop at different cities.
Six weeks, that's a lot less than I thought.
But one trip, it was about 2 weeks. And that's, you know, in the ocean, that's an awful long time.
It is.
Yeah.
I'll take the, you know, so many hours, one day, many times.
Just get me on an Airbus. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Did you have beta blockers or sleeping pills when you were on the ship?
No, I had an old-fashioned typewriter and some 33 and a third records to play Elvis Presley, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
All right. Okay.
You get pretty lonesome out in the ocean after 2 weeks, Bill.
Yeah.
But, you know, to calm your nerves, I mean, read, listen to music. There's a lot of things you can do. right?
Yeah, there are things, and we talk about that reading, listening to music, and actually some of us have rituals.
Like
that,
what?
That, you know, that we do. Rituals that work best. A ritual is something that, like, is a habit, something we do all the time. And what Scott McCain's ritual is here.
Well, it says, Bill, that it's deep breathing and a simple prayer uttered at the start of each flight. I'm thinking that maybe Scott should be praying the whole time the flight's going on as well.
Why not a simple prayer? Well, just take care of me on this trip and then sit back and relax. Don't worry about it. Keep things in perspective. And one way to do that is think of what you said. There's very few plane accidents compared to car accidents.
Exactly.
So keep that in perspective. And what else did he say he could do there?
Yeah, as far as what he does think about is all the things that his dad did for a living. And that's I love this. When we're in difficulty, you know, we think, oh, this is so difficult, so hard. But actually it does help us to keep perspective. What did other people go through?
Not only worked in a factory, some of them had to work in mines down in the ground.
Oh,
that would
goodness.
Be scary,
yes.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sure would be.
Truck drivers only.
Talk about feeling claustrophobic.
Yeah. Well, I often think about sometimes when I have a difficult day and what my father went through. He was an iron worker. He was up on buildings 30 stories up, walking across beams, and he risked his life.
That scares me thinking about
every
it.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I'm not risking my life sitting in my computer.
That's right. But when this fear comes, he just says, well, I think if this is the worst thing I ever have to deal with, I'm pretty lucky.
That's right.
I mean, some people have to deal with a lot worse things than sitting on a plane. So look at it in the right proportions.
That's right. He's been blessed with a great career, it sounds like.
Yeah, there are a lot of other, you know, worse things to think about or worse options for you. But he is lucky. And in fact, Doris, our listeners are lucky because we have a very special feature right now.
Sir, I need you to turn off your computer and put your seat in a full upright position.
But I'm watching a soothing video of Beethoven's Second Symphony. It helps me deal with my jitters about flying.
I understand, sir, but we're about to take off, so all electronic devices must be turned off.
What am I going to do? We may be sitting on the taxiway waiting for our turn.
We're only the third plane in line, sir, so it will only be a few minutes. Are you okay?
Oh, I just have a phobia about flying. It just makes me nervous.
There's nothing to worry about, sir. Is this your first flight?
No. I'm a real road warrior. I fly every week.
You fly every week? My goodness, you're quite a trekker. What is your profession?
I'm a business consultant. My job is multifaceted, and I visit clients all over the globe.
Oh, dear, you really are nervous. Would you like to toss back a sleeping pill? It may help you cope with your anxiety.
No. I've tried those and beta blockers, but nothing seems to work.
Well, we need to find a way for you to get around this fear of flying that you have. Does anything work?
I found that if I sing, that takes my mind off things, then I feel better.
Well, you go ahead and sing. I'm sure the other passengers will enjoy it.
Thanks. Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Well, Bill, if I happened to be on that plane, I think I would say, pardon me, sir, please turn the volume down. I'm trying to relax.
Doris, I'd be hoping I wasn't sitting beside him.
Now, that's true. It would be hard to do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think I'd be calling security. Hey, get this guy off of here.
But, you know, that was a pretty good use of all the words of the skit. So those skits are fun.
Oh, they're great, Doris.
Right.
Well, in fact, Doris, I want to make sure our audience knows that you can also see the features in video when you go to our website, www.studioclassroom.com.
topictalks.com and go to advanced and make sure you check out Topic Talks. Of course, we've got summaries and insights for each article, but we also have a feature for each article that we also have captured on video. So you got to see this airplane fear of flying feature on Topic Talks.
But in review then, there are some things we can do. First thing is to face the fear. And number two is manage the fear. And number three is
we have to keep perspective.
Right. Three things, the same again. Face the fear.
Manage the fear. Keep perspective.
Okay. Those are three helpful things. There's probably other things too.
Now, face the fear. What I would say with this is, like I said, a lot of people don't like to fly. They are afraid of it, so they avoid it. Well, this is living. And in today's world, you want to get out. You want to go live. You want to see things around the world. And the best way of overcoming any fear that you have is to face it. Just face it head on right now.
So, we have to do that with any phobia. Yep. If you fall off a horse, get back right on it right away.
Exactly.
And if you don't like to speak in public, force yourself to speak in smaller groups. Yeah. Whatever your fear is, face it. And then you have to manage it and see how you can control it.
Exactly. You got to gain perspective of this fear, right?
It's not that bad. People are worse off. There's worse things than what you're facing.
Exactly.
Just take it in your stride. Have a good perspective.
Yeah, and think about things that you have to deal with compared to maybe what other people have to deal with. And you realize, wow, this isn't so bad.
That's right.
So thanks for being with us today, and we hope this has been helpful. Pass it on to your friends. Don't be afraid to fly, and be sure and take an Advanced magazine with you to read it while you're waiting.
That's the best way to relax on a flight.
I agree.
So let's have a takeoff now. Until tomorrow. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.